Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
President Trump addresses anti-Semitism on college campuses and issues an executive order on this issue. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber and Holly Mead. Well, President Trump has been the most pro-Israel president in American history. And he continues that history by signing this executive order. And it's regarding college campuses. And there are serious concerns on some of our college campuses around the country with these pro-Palestinian, anti-Semitic, anti-Israel organizations being funded by outside sources and fostering anti-Semitism and hatred against Jews and certainly against Israel. President Trump said enough is enough, and he signed an executive order that would reclassify Judaism as both a nationality as well as a religion, which under federal law means that the government funding can be withheld from colleges and universities that fail to combat anti-Semitism on their college campuses. This is another great advance, I believe, towards combating this rising tide of anti-Semitism.
And it makes total sense. I mean, it is, you know, the state of Israel is the Jewish nation. It is both, yes, a religion, a faith, but it is also a nation and a nationality. And the order calls on the government, the departments enforcing Title VI of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition, Matt, of anti-Semitism, which states this: a certain perception of Jews which may be expressed as hatred toward Jews, rhetorical and physical manifestations of anti-Semitism are directed toward Jewish or non-Jewish individuals and or their property, toward Jewish community institutions and religious facilities. So the reclassification allows the Education Department under Title VI to withhold funding from college or educational programs it believes are discriminating in an anti-Semitic way. This is powerful. It's long coming because this anti-Semitism is running rampant across colleges around the country.
Right. I mean, you've got the BDS movement, which uses harassment and intimidation to threaten particularly Jewish people. So it is happening. You know, for example, you've got at New York University, they had a student government's passage of a resolution supporting BDS, and the Center for Jewish Student Life was temporarily closed after a student threatened messages on social media expressing his desire for Zionists to die. I mean, that kind of thing is happening every day on U.S. campuses.
Yeah, and a University of Michigan professor also refused to write a letter of recommendation for a qualified student to study abroad solely because she was seeking to study abroad in Israel.
That's wrong.
You know, an anti-Israel, or sometimes it's called anti-Zionism, really becomes anti-Semitic against Jews. The law in this case now states that the education department can take such action against a program that discriminates based on the ground of race, color, or national origin, but not on religion. Thus, in making this change under the executive order, the Trump administration would be recognizing Jews as having a collective national origin.
And, you know, I watched the ceremony when the president signed this executive order, and you could just see the deep appreciation for him from all these Jewish people. He had a young Jewish boy come up who was just so cute and articulate, and he even had a Trump yarmulke on his head, you know, and the president was so endeared to that. But you could just see their deep appreciation, and one of them that came up to spoke, he was actually brought to tears by what is happening, what the president is doing to support Israel and the Jewish people.
Yeah, the young boy said that he's rarely speechless. He got a call, I guess, from the president's office at school
during lunch. Yeah.
To come to the press conference.
Yeah.
And he was never speechless. He did a good job. He actually appeared, and he had a Trump yarmuke.
It was so cute.
He was wearing that during the press conference.
Yeah, but I was just brought to tears watching that. The one man who spoke, and he was just so tearful at what the president is doing to support these people that have been under so much persecution.
And famous professor, Harvard Law School professor,
Alan Dershowitz
spoke, and he is no bastion of conservatism. I mean, he was very helpful and worked with the Clintons, and he spoke, and you could just see him glowing with appreciation for this. I doubt he voted for Donald Trump, but it certainly makes you wonder if he may vote for Donald Trump in the upcoming election. He was so happy.
And he sees that Donald Trump is a man of action. He's the only president to do so much in support of Israel. Look at all he's done so far.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing how sometimes he's called racist and he is called anti-Semitic. And yet you look at what he does in terms of his policies and then the people that come around him and they appreciate what he's doing for the Jews and for the various communities, African-American community and so forth. He is the most pro-Jewish, pro-Israel president in American history. He's done more to combat anti-Semitism and to stand with Jews and Israel than any other president combined in history. And I know we take a lot of groups to Israel through various programs where we take Christian college students there and also other groups that we take to Israel. We've been to Israel many, many times. And we've had Holocaust survivors speak to our groups on occasion. They're getting to the age where many of them are in their mid-80s, moving into their 90s, because these were all young children during the Holocaust, the ones that are still alive. And you speak to these Holocaust survivors, whether they're in the United States or in Israel, and they have the same concern, and that is what they see happening in the United States, particularly also in Europe, is this rising tide of anti-Semitism. And they remember that because that's what happened in the mid-30s, early 40s, leading up to the Holocaust that began to wipe out the Jews and others. And that demonization of the Jewish people, the stigmatization of the Jewish people, the boycotting them, is what happened in Nazi Germany and other Nazi-controlled nations, where their businesses were boycotted. They had to wear the Star of David on their clothing. They had to have it painted on the outside of their businesses so that those could be targeted for boycott.
Same thing. History repeats itself. And unfortunately, these anti-Semitic movements in these college campuses, they either don't recognize that they're following the same patterns as the Nazis in Germany, or don't care, one or the other. But, you know, I mean, just as another example, for decades, we know, and we've talked about this on Faith and Freedom, presidents, U.S. presidents have talked about moving the American embassy to Jerusalem, the capital of the nation of Israel. This president finally got it done.
Yeah. Finally got it done, and we've been able to visit that embassy right there in Jerusalem. It's a historic moment in history.
And, you know, I think about that movie that that was a true life movie, Sing a Little Louder. And I think, you know, Israel is God's precious treasure, and we as Americans could not continue to sing a little louder and allow the cries to be drowned out of the Jewish people.
Yeah, that trailer, the Sing a Little Louder trailer, really depicts a true story, and that is of a church that was by a railroad. And as they would have the Sunday services, the train would come by with the Jews in these cattle cars, taking them to concentration camps, to death camps. And in order to not be interrupted, they would just sing a little louder.
Well, they would hear the cries of the people in the boxcars.
They wanted to drown out
asking for help. Yeah.
The cries for help. And they continued on with their service.
That is not the Christian model.
No, it's not. And so we need to stand up against this anti-Semitism. We need to stand up against this anti-Israel, where you have this boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement. Because all of that is literally to destroy Israel. And their intent is to wipe it out, to rename it as Palestine, and to boot out all of the Jews. That's really the bottom line. And it's happening on our watch, so we have to stand firm. I'm glad that the president issued this executive order. For more information, you can go to Christians in Defense of Israel's website, CIDIsrael.org, CIDIsrael.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. 1776.